Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsEgo.com joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, President's Day fast approaching, and we won't talk to you till afterward, but I understand you have an interesting story on Martin Van Buren.
Yes, sir. Here's this year's President's Day story. It has to do with an outhouse, and with Martin Van Buren, the 8th president of the United States and a New Yorker from Kinderhook. Van Buren was elected president in 1836, and in 1839, he and his son barnstormed across upstate, the two of them on horseback, from Buffalo to Albany, in anticipation of running again in 1840. That brought him to Cooperstown on Saturday, September 14th. There's a famous and disputed story about how he went to a party at Woodside Hall, a local mansion on the edge of the village, and got lost trying to get back downtown. He also had lunch on Sunday with James Fenimore Cooper. Monday, he, his son, and an entourage rode on to Cherry Valley, where there was a lengthy reception for him at Story's Tavern. In 2010, a couple, Barbara Hall and her husband Greg Lozier, came up here from Ulster County looking for an old house and bought 171 Main Street, the former Story Tavern. As they renovated the building, they realized the two lean-tos at the back of the house, one on each side, used to be outhouses. They were both two-seaters, and the actual seats were still there. While the two outhouses had to be torn down, Barbara Hall insisted the actual seats be saved. They're pine and in good condition, she told our managing editor, Libby Cudmore. There's a lot of history in those seats. When Van Buren visited the tavern in 1839, it was a big event. As you can imagine, the reception went on for several hours with all sorts of food and drink, while all the notables from miles around came to meet the president. During that time, Barbara Hall reasons, Martin Van Buren was only human and would have had to use facilities. Hence, George Washington may have slept in many places, but Van Buren, she's convinced, certainly sat at 171 Main Street in Cherry Valley, New York. In digging out the ground around the outhouses, yes, David, they did, the couple found many historic artifacts, a pocket watch, a wooden water spigot, and a button from a British military uniform dating back to colonial days. But the prize was the pine outhouse covers. Barbara gave one to a friend who's a Van Buren expert at Ohio State. But the second, scrubbed and sanitized, is on top of a Civil War-era chest in the upstairs hall.
Well, enjoy your breakfast, everyone. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOddsEgo.com, with one of the more interesting stories of presidential history. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, David.